Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I'm so glad that you are joining us here, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Sherry Gaba with us and Jennifer Chastain. How are you, ladies?
Doing great. Good morning. Good. It's a beautiful day.
Thank you.
I'm always doing great when I do canoeing twice in a week.
Oh, you're
I was able to go twice this week.
Yeah, I have a question about that because I saw we were over at the pier the other day. And what is the difference between a canoe and a
kayak?
Kayak.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not
I thought you were a kayaker too.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were a canoer.
We don't do kayaking.
Okay,
no
so
kayaking.
It's all
Boo,
in
kayaking.
You,
yeah.
Okay, why? Is it?
Well, it's a lighter paddle for canoeing.
Okay.
And it's really not called canoeing. It's called paddling. And Tom is absolutely right. If you all saw him, he was changing his position from one side to the next. So it'd be 15 strokes on one side, 15 strokes on the other for canoeing. But with kayaking, you're going back and forth, back and forth. It's a much heavier.
Meaning like one on one?
Like one on one, one on one. Just like oaring, you know, called rowing.
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 That's why I never got anywhere in a kayak because I clearly was doing it wrong.
No, I mean, when you're in a canoe, it's much, the paddle's much lighter and you're with more people. You know, you're in a boat with like six people.
Tom, how are you?
I'm good.
So which
I'm getting bored, Tom, with my story.
Yeah.
I was a kayaker, actually.
So you were.
I was a kayaker.
So it's kind of like USC against UCLA.
Yeah, we do it on our own.
Do you love it?
It was very fun. You could go surfing. You could do lots
of stuff. Do you canoe in the ocean?
I do you canoe? Can you canoe? Remember that commercial?
Can you canoe?
Do you canoe in the ocean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lots of great canoe.
Oh, wow.
Now, what about the stand-up?
No, the paddle boards. I love
the
paddle boards.
That's actually
really easy because
my husband
have
wants us to do
zero
that.
Athletic
sup
ability, and
husband.
I can paddle board. That's really fun.
That's when you say sup.
Sup.
Stand up paddle.
Stand up paddle.
S-U-P.
It was very rewarding. A week ago, we actually were with a group of special needs children.
Oh, I heard about that.
And we put them in the canoes, and it was just like, oh my God, it was just so special.
And they all went out there and did it?
Yes.
Oh,
and they're
amazing.
So happy and joyful and
there's
alive.
There was an event that I think we promoted that last year. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, is he a part of that?
I didn't see him.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, gosh. It's a great thing because they're out there. They never get a chance to do stuff like that. And
they do the surfing. They do, I think they even do the stand-up. Well, maybe not the stand-up, but they do the surfing.
If they can,
They do the kayaking and the canoe.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that's really fun.
Anyways, I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. I've got, again, Sherry, Jennifer, Tom, and I'm Kim. I'm your host. And we are bringing you just really a happy hour. That's what it's all about, is really just living your most inspired life. And today we've got a really great show for you today. We've got Daniel Meyer is our first guest, and we're going to talk about his book, Sobriety. But it's a graphic novel, and so I'm interested to kind of find out a little bit about that. Also joining us is Lisa Kreiley Mollis, and she's going to discuss 30 Days to Success in an Awe-Inspired Journal. You know, it's funny. We all work our jobs. We work our homes, our lives, all this stuff. You got to kind of like work towards having a better life, and that's what this is all about. And so many of us wonder why we don't get there, and this is why. We have to work it. You know, my mom always told me, is like, you know, we work really hard on everything else, and sometimes we think our marriage is just going to happen. We have to work at it.
They always say marriage is like a garden. You have to weed it. You have to.
Oh,
you've never heard that before.
No.
I don't think it's just marriage. Like you said, it's your life. You have to make it fun. You have to find fun things to do.
Yeah.
You have to find meaning in it. It won't just happen for you.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have somebody fun that is going to be coming on. We've got Diego Gamba, and he's going to be coming on and talking about Bombay Bar and Grill, located right here in Ventura. And, of course, we have so many things to give away, so I want you to write down this phone number right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. 0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you because we want to connect with you. Also, I've got a newsletter that goes out every week. Thank you all of you for that have been, you know, sending me emails at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or when you call that number, just tell me you want to be on the list. It's just about getting in touch with everything that's happening out here.
You are the connector, Kim Pagano.
You know, absolutely. You're like our schedule of events.
I know, and I'm telling you, just this last week, I was at Carrie Moore. We went for the medium. A huge, sold out. We did a great job. It was amazing. And then also Jennifer learning to dress for
that was a really
at
great
any
event.
Age.
Uh-huh,
it was total really amazing turnout. We were there too. I love it. I love doing it. If you have anything going on that you want us to shout out, definitely give us a call. Write this number down right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here. It's a completely different show. So if you think, oh, I already heard their show in the morning, you want to hear it in the afternoon because we have totally different guests. And that's right here on AM 1590 KVTA. Tom, what are we giving away today?
It's all about the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, as we have 9 to 5 the Musical. We also have Ronnie and the Classics and Dark Heart of Poe. That's going to be there at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. Lots of prizes there. Another great theater in Ventura, Rubicon, 2 pianos, 4 hands. How about getting into the season, the spirit of the season, with the Ghost Tour at Strathern Park? And finally, Bombay Bar and Grill. You talked about it, so we have $5. A $25 gift card to Bombay.
There you go. Also, we've got the Taste coming up here in Camarillo, and I've got tickets to that, too. It's where all the chefs get together. I'm telling you, get a little taste of
everything.
Go there
hungry, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, the Ghost Tour at Strathern Park, my husband and I went there the other day. It was so cool.
You did go?
Yeah, we went. I went to the grand opening. It was amazing. You walk around to these. It's so amazing. They've moved these little houses onto this park. Even the barber shop that used to be in Simi Valley from the very day one, okay? And then they tell a little story about it, and it's out in the middle of the... It's so cool. Your kids would love it.
I have a Sunday that we're planning to go, because I think it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my husband, oh, my God, if history was like this, I would have been really good in history.
I love history
about
places we live.
Yeah, they tell a little bit, and they do a little act and a story. It's really good. I really recommend it. So, anyways, let's start off with that. Let's give a couple sets of tickets away for that right now. And that's the Ghost Tour at Strathern Park, and that's October 24th, 25th, and 26th. And meet the ghosts and the famous and infamous of Simi Valley as they once lived and died. They do an amazing job. So anyways, if you are interested in going there, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And keep that number close to you because we've got lots more to do. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Daniel, are you there?
I sure am. And listening to your crew in the background and your positive attitude that you have, I got to tell you what, it completely matches the weather that we have here today in St. Paul, Minnesota. The changing. It is just glorious here. It's going to be near 70 degrees. But I tell you what, in about 3 months, I guarantee you, I want to be in the L.A. area.
So it's the day to go on the lakes, right, in
Minnesota? That's right. Teach you canoeing.
Yeah. Do we have canoeing in Minnesota?
Oh, you bet. You know, land at 10,000 lakes.
You bet we do.
Yeah. Could you hear that? I love it. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Okay. I was actually an ordained ELCA minister. That's the liberal Lutheran pastor, and I served out in western North Dakota. And I was good at what I did, and my family and I, we moved out there. I served a church north of Bismarck, North Dakota, and then I moved to Williston, which is kind of in the news right now because of the oil boom that's out there. And it got to the point where I got, you know, pretty depressed in life. I didn't want to be a pastor anymore. And being a pastor is a very lonely life. You don't have a whole lot of friends. You have a lot of people that you know, and you can reach out to people, but it was very difficult. And the way that I dealt with that is that I self-medicated with alcohol and benzodiazepines and opiates.
Oh,
and
great combination.
Yeah, not that good stuff. Well, after doing that for about 6 years, you know, and the rest of the people, I just thought, well, they're just weak. Well,
Daniel,
did
you lose your job?
This is all going to work for me.
Did you lose your job, or were you able to disguise
it? Well, yes, I did,
it?
But there's a story with that. Is about 4 years ago, I had drank quite a bit, and I had taken benzodiazepines, and I completely blacked out, and I decided that it was a good idea to go to walk into other people's homes. So I was arrested for felony trespass. I had a DUI before. Oh. Thought my life was completely falling apart. Didn't know if my wife was going to stay with me. I definitely had lost my job. I didn't know where to turn. I had been to treatment a couple times before, but finally got sober after 3 months inpatient at Hazelden in Center City, Minnesota. And it's really there that I finally learned, and I finally got to the point of desperation saying, I'll do anything, whatever you want me to do. I mean, for the longest time, I thought AA is a cult. I didn't want to do anything to do with it. I don't want to know these people. They're just weak. They need to have this. But what I found out with myself is I need to have other people. And now it's gotten to the point now I really enjoy going to meetings, and I enjoy being a person of recovery. And it's strengthened me as a person, both spiritually and also as a gift of purpose and meaning in life. And that's really what I've done through this work, the graphic novel. The reason why I chose the format of a graphic novel, which, if your listeners don't know, it's like a big, fat comic book, is they're hot right now, and they have a real gift that they have through that medium is being simple without being simplistic.
So, Daniel, I hate to interrupt you, but I'm so excited about this. This is Sherry Gaba. Some people know me from Celebrity Rehab, and I work in addiction, and I'm part of SOBA Recovery Center in Malibu. And a large part of our population is the 20-plus set. And so when you talk about a comedy format, or not comedy, what did you call it?
A graphic novel, like a comic format.
Comic format. I'm thinking, wow, this will really light up the eyes of the younger population, the 20-plus, correct?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's more than just the format itself. The story, once you get into it, is really compelling. The fictional characters that we have, Larry, he's sort of an old-timer. Alex, he's of African descent and a Londoner, but he came to the United States to get sober. And he's also gay and an atheist. We've got Matt from San Diego. He's Latino. And Hannah is from the Midwest, sort of the college student experimenting with drugs. And then Debbie, who's a single mother. And the reason why we chose that wide variety of people, and especially the youth, is the big book has some great concepts. Bill Wilson, his work will never be supplanted. Nobody's ever going to take that and get rid of that as far as AA is concerned, or 12-step recovery.
And when you say we picked them, did you write this by yourself, or was it a group, or how did you write this?
I did this in collaboration with an artist, Spencer Amundsen. He's a graduate of Minneapolis College in Art and Design, and he's a talented graphic artist and writes comics. So I was the writer and the producer, and I got to tell you something else, too. They're an absolute blast to write. I enjoy being a writer professionally.
Are they fictional characters?
These are fictional characters, but the stories that they have are very real. And the other part that we have within the graphic novel is the author and the artist actually break into the comic and break the fourth wall so that they can speak then to the people outside and actually speak about certain things. And it's a very engaging format. I've really enjoyed writing
it. I'd love for you to.
Well, I also think that the comic book format is less intimidating. So if you've got a lot going on in your life, the last thing you might want to be able to do is read a book that's going to help you or tell you what you're doing is wrong. But a comic book would probably be sort of like Diary of a Wimpy Kid when you're in second grade and you don't really want to read, but it's a comic book, so it can't be that bad.
Well, there's so many self-help books in the field of addiction. When I wrote my book, Law of Sobriety, 4 years ago, there weren't as many, and now they're just filled up with self-help books. So to have a different medium like this, to me, is very exciting.
Now, I read a novel one time. It was about someone who had addiction, and I read something in there that has always stuck with me. And he said, you can do whatever you want. My parents can tell me don't do it. But at the end of the day, I have this trouble with addiction because I have no coping skills. Is there something like that that we could pull from your novel? That's always stuck with me. And
Is that really a million pieces?
It is. I found that. I mean,
Although that turns out that was not a true story.
Absolutely. But there was something there. I thought that was interesting. He said, I have no coping skills.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, let me interject, too. I think it's important that we don't call it just a novel. I mean, you have to stick graphic novel. No, that's okay. You have to stick graphic novel with that. I think one of the reasons why comic marketers and publishing houses went to calling it a graphic novel because they wanted to differentiate the work from just the comic book itself. One of the fears that I have with this work is that people won't take it seriously. They'll say, well, you know, this is just a comic book and this is really going to do anything.
I would like to say to those people the exact same thing
that people said 30, 40 years ago, that Captain America, the Hulk, the Avengers, X-Men, all of those really weren't really going to amount to anything. And we just know that's not true. Do you know how many billions of dollars they've contributed to our economy?
Yeah, we have an epidemic going on of addiction for our, you know, with our youth. And so this is really important. If we can have a superhero for the addiction community, that would be just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And got them to read it. I mean, this could be the format that really gets them to want to look at this and to read it.
Yeah. And
I think so. And what's nice, too, is this is a great resource also for parents and relatives and friends of somebody who's struggling with sobriety and trying to get sober themselves, because it helps them understand what the 12 steps are about. And I think that's if anything else, you hear nothing from me today. That was my purpose of doing this, is to communicate and translate the 12 steps into a language that we understand today.
Hmm. So what do you hope that...
And I'm just really excited about your show, because what your show is about is finding purpose and meaning in life. And that gives people something to look forward to. And I have to tell you, it's been very transformative in my life.
Well, thank you. And really, that's what I have 4 kids. I see the struggles within my own family. I see the struggles just with my children's friends and my, you know, family and life, right? And, you know, I just, every day you wake up and it's kind of a choice to try to be happy, or you can go back to bed, you know, and really not deal with life. And I choose to be happy and to try to get through every day in the brighter side, you know. And life throws things at you. There's just no question. That's how it works, you know. But it's all about how we receive it and how we deal with it.
And it's taking lemons and making it into lemonade. Here you are, Daniel, somebody that, kind of fell to the bottom and sort of put, you're inspiring others with your story.
You picked yourself up.
Yeah.
You dusted yourself
off. The message that we really have to hear is that your story, if you find yourself at the bottom, your story isn't yet finished. You don't have to call it quits.
I love that. I've heard that before. This isn't the end of your story. This isn't the end. There's still more to be written.
Yeah, I think there's some real truth in that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You were talking earlier about how the big book, and the big book being Bill Wilson's book, some of the stories are classic, and I think it was divinely inspired. But you were saying that the stories that you have are going to – they're just more modern, I guess, is what you were trying to say.
You know, it's a matter of translating the message. Much like in the Bible, that we have the stories within there, the divinely inspired stories, to give us hope and meaning. Every generation has to reinterpret that for themselves and say, what does this mean for us today? And that's what Sobriety, a Graphic Novel, is about. Which, by the way, you can get either on Amazon or through Hazelden's website.
Well, drugs are so different today than they were even when I was in high school. I mean, it's a whole new world out there that we worry about for our kids.
Yeah, and, we used to think, I don't want to say this wrong, but we used to think that if our friends... if our friends were, we could trust our friends. We don't know where our friends are getting anything. I've heard a lot of things. My son was just saying that this one kid used marijuana for the first time, but it really wasn't marijuana.
It was some synthetic thing.
Yeah.
I read that,
okay.
too.
Okay, and, he was just turning 16. He was a really good kid, and it was kind of him talking. But he was like, I don't know if his parents wrote it or not, but I'll never get my driver's license.
Yes,
I'll
read
never.
That.
And it really made an impact on my kids, because they were like, oh my God, how come he couldn't trust us? I'm like,
well, what happened to him?
He died. He died.
Same with another. I think it's all these synthetic drugs that they're coming up with are really prevalent in schools are really what's really, it's literally killing people. There was another boy who took a synthetic LSD.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And I just, you know, God, we have to learn how
to stay away from drugs.
Yeah. But not only that, we just really have to, if we're feeling low and we feel empty, you know, I'm reading five languages of love. And I really, what stood out to me is filling your love tank. We need to make sure that our children are, their love tanks are being filled, because that is what builds our self-esteem and who we are and our love in that, you know.
And that's a whole subject about instant gratification, because today's youth, they just want instant gratification, which I think is turning into drug addiction.
Yeah. Like, you know, how many likes
really
did I get on
defining
Instagram?
Defining purpose. It really goes back to finding purpose and meaning.
Right, exactly.
I think that if you're being of service to other people and you're making a difference in their lives, and that's really what the program, What About Close Up Recovery, is about.
I love it. Daniel Maurer, is it Maurer?
Maurer, yeah.
Maurer, okay, thank you so much. I would love to have you back. I can't wait to receive your book. And tell everybody again where to get Sobriety, a Graphic Novel.
You can get Sobriety, a Graphic Novel, either through Hazelden's website or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
And Daniel, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your story. And
you've got a great show, and I got to tell you, I will be jealous in 3 months.
There you go.
When we're still canoeing.
There you go.
Watching,
I love it.
Right.
And you know what? You know what this is all about is really people telling their story so that it can resonate with somebody, and they feel it, and they go, wow.
And what might have helped you or I can probably help somebody else.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to reach my audience. I'm going to contact you, Daniel, to blog for us, because I think that will really be great.
It'll yeah, and you know, I've got a blog also, and I'd like to at least facilitate others, people communicating together. I mean,
right.
It is what it's really about, is about people talking
connection.
Together, finding recovery.
Daniel, yeah. Really quickly, what age group is your book appropriate for? How old? What is the youngest?
You know, our
age?
Target audience that we have is 16 to 30. But,
oh,
but
so someone in high
I will
school.
Tell you
that, okay.
One of
perfect.
The reasons why I like it is because it has that ability to be simple, but without being simplistic. I mean, we've got some pretty real fun stories to read, but also difficult concepts that we translate in a way that people understand.
I just love that it's new and different and refreshing.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be exciting for people to.
And for young people,
yeah,
because that's who really needs to read it.
There you go. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
Thank you very much. You have a great show.
Thank you so much. All right, stay with us, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Lisa Crowley Malis. We're going to talk about 30 Days to Success. That is her book, an awe-inspired journal. And, you know, we always talk about journaling. That's what it's all about. She's going to teach us what she does and how we can do it. Let's give away some tickets right now to the Rubicon Theater, and that is 2 Pianos, 4 Hands. That's October 15th through November 16th, and we've got tickets. All you have to do is call us right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and tell us what you're calling about, Rubicon Theater, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today and waking up with us on the brighter side of the 805. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio, and we've got Diego and D'Amica. That just joined us in the studio. They're from Bombay Bar and Grill in Ventura, and we're going to hear a little bit about what they've got going on. It's a local community for over 28 years, right? And I need to get over there. I'm excited to be a part of this. But we've got some gift certificates that they're going to be talking about and giving away, and they were actually voted best burgers and best live music venue in Ventura. So I'm so glad to have them on our show. I know, right?
I'm going to be hungry for lunch.
There you go. Anyways, our next guest is Lisa Crilly Amalis, and we've talked to her before, but we brought her back because 30 Days to Success, Awe, and that's what she's going to be talking about, an awe-inspired journal. So Lisa, are you there?
I am, and excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about, for any listeners that haven't heard you before, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a time strategy visionary, which means that I get to work with motivated adults who are in that place where they seem to have more stuff to do than they have time to do it. And they're feeling a little overwhelmed and like they would like to spend more time with their family than they probably are because they're still trying to get stuff done for their business and their careers.
I love it. And now I've seen your live, is it come on every day? You have one for every day, right?
I do. In that 30-day challenge, there's one short lesson that you can complete every day for 30 days.
Why do we do 30 days? Is that because after 30 days it becomes a habit? Why do we need to do 30 days?
There's a lot of research that'll say 21 days to a habit or 30 days to a habit, and really it depends on what it is you're trying to do or to change.
Okay.
I find that a lot of people they think in terms of months or quarters, and so 30 days is a good chunk of time to at least get the ball going and get on a good path.
Which makes sense, because after 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, this is beginning to be too much. So if I went a little bit longer, I could see how it would become a habit.
Right.
So are you talking about people that are having trouble with balance in their life, people that are focused too much on work and not enough play?
It could be that. It could be people who are – so people who've done the challenge, for example – One of my challengers from Canada, she said, I just need to take some me time. I put all this time for my family and I put all this time into my business, but where's the time for me? So what she concentrated on for 30 days was to take time for tea. She did 15 minutes of tea in the
afternoon.
Did you
say, time for tea? I like that.
Time for tea
and time for me. I love it. You know what's interesting? I'm almost at, empty nesting. And I'm sure some of my listeners out there are in the same place where we are like, okay, I've done it. It's my turn now, you know. But how do you do that? Because, my husband's like, well, wait a minute. We've been doing parenting. Now, How do you make it just your turn?
How do you switch gears?
How do you switch gears? There you go.
Right, and it's a small step. I always laugh. Don't think you're going to jump in and take a whole day of me time.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That would be so nice, though.
So in your challenge, what's a typical challenge that you...
So for people who come in, they pick their own challenge.
Oh.
So the one person chose tea. Someone else decided they were going to spend 30 days, small steps, organizing their office.
And you're their cheerleader, so to speak.
Yeah. I give them strategies along the way. So we spend a couple of days at the beginning of the challenge trying to hone in on what your goal was. Just pick one.
Cleaning out my closet.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, not closet. I'm sorry, my garage.
Oh, my
closet. Mine would be keeping my closet clean.
Yeah, I need garage help.
Because it is a nightmare.
I think garage help. All right. Or cleaning.
What would you suggest? Help.
So closet, garage.
Let me come over and see if there's anything I want.
No, I don't think so. It's the X's stuff.
Oh. I always do like some good furniture, though.
Yeah, I like that.
How about a clown?
Clowns scare me.
Gosh. So I like that. But now, okay, so you decide on a lesson or a challenge. Is a challenge and a lesson the same thing?
I call it the 30-day challenge, and then it has 30 lessons. So the challenge is like just the big name for that.
Okay,
for
so once
process.
We say, let's just say our closet, my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Not your garage, my closet. Right?
No, first. You come first.
Okay. So what would be the first, how would you start to do that?
Great question. So after the first couple of days, we narrow in on what your topic is, and then the next couple of lessons are, okay, how do we create what the next steps are?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's a 30-day challenge.
Hire somebody to do it.
Right. How's you know, that? By all means, feel free to jump in there, clean your closet in one day. But if most of us don't want to devote that type of time.
Yeah, and not only like that, do you really want other people to make your decisions for
well,
you?
Well, it's not, I mean, I can clean my closet, but it's the 29 days after that I'm like, oh, I'm not going to wear this, throw that in there. Oh, I don't want this, throw that in there. And then it's like, we're back to needing to clean the closet again.
Right, and so over the 30 days, the different lessons help you with the maintenance. So one of the lessons will be, you know, what are the steps to complete the project? Another lesson is, what obstacles do you anticipate either completing the project or keeping it up? And how can you proactively problem solve that?
So
another lesson is, how do you find the time to get in there to clean your closet?
Right. You know, I love this. I really do. And I love that, you know, you spread it out to 30 days to success, because so many of us put our lives off. We really do. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, every day you wake up with the best intentions. You know, I'm sure everybody was waking up this morning going, okay, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, maybe you wake up with a headache. You know, maybe you don't, you're not, you know, maybe somebody calls you, you know, your kid forgets. I don't know. There's always something. But this is somebody that's going to be your, like, your rah-rah to keep it going, right, Lisa?
Right. Right. One part of what's nice about the challenge is it's geared towards all different types of learning styles and processing styles, and it helps in motivation. So every morning, an email pops into your inbox with a 2 to 3 minute video talking about what that day's lesson is and some encouragement to help keep you on track. Because it's when you see that, it's kind of right there in your face. When you open your email, it's like right there. It helps you remember, oh, I want to do this.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, I'm so glad that you're waking up with us here on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking right now with Lisa, and we're talking about 30 days to success. I mean, 30 days out of your whole entire life to really narrow it down. But here's what I was kind of thinking is, this is the way my brain works, is almost like looking like a pie or a pizza, okay? And you have your personal life, then you have your business life, then you have your home life, you know, and maybe, I don't know, your family, you know?
How can you work on all these different areas? Because sometimes you feel so overwhelmed.
I was just going to say the closet, the messy closet, is really a metaphor for your life. I mean, I know my closet.
Or your car.
Oh, okay, I didn't even want to say that. Yeah. But but it's true. You have a messy closet. I have a messy closet because I have not like really been organized enough. I have not taken the time to do the 3 minutes before I leave a room. So it's really kind of a metaphor for what's going on in your life when you have the messy car.
Totally. Lisa, what's your thought on that?
And so I agree about the metaphor with the car and the closet.
Yeah, like, because if your house or your car or your life is kind of, you know, your office, if everything's unorganized, how do you organize your life, right?
Even dirty dishes in the sink the next morning. Yeah. That is like a huge,
you know, it's interesting,
red flag for me I'm upset. Well,
see, the rest of my house is always very clean, but literally you have to tie a rope around your waist to go into the closet because you just don't know what's going to go on in there.
Oh, so you're a closet. Yeah. You throw everything in the closet.
Everything's in my closet.
Oh, see, that's okay. That's interesting. Well, you know what's interesting is this last week we took our boat out and we were at the lake. We came home. And my husband's like, okay, we're really tired. And I was like, no, let's just unpack everything really quick. So I unpacked, got all the dirty clothes, put everything away. And he was like, oh, that feels so good. I got it done.
Because it's energy that you need to just expel.
Yeah, but I wanted to. Well, I wanted to just not have to visit it the next day.
Well, I think there's also almost when you have if you have a party at your house. For me, like cleaning up at the end of the party is part of the fun because you've completed it. It's done, and you've enjoyed the entire experience, and now you can move on to the next thing.
I agree.
Yeah, I do. I love to. That's why I never let anyone do dishes at my house. Like, I need to do that myself.
Oh, I actually let people help me.
So what about what about the overly motivated? I think you mentioned something about people that are just too motivated.
Like, can you send them to my house?
Do you know that it's
just I want to be friends with them.
I mean, you know, for someone who picks a task and they finish it up within the 30 days and they want to pick another one, that's great. And I encourage them to go ahead and pick another one. But the whole idea of like that overly motivated, where's their value? What are they looking for to accomplish? So I don't know necessarily like overly motivated is necessarily a bad thing if it falls in line with what they value and what's important to them.
Lisa, here's what I want to know. Do couples do this together? Do you get couples that do it together? Because my husband and I have just started looking at what are some of our things that we need to work on and kind of get them out. And really, we've kind of worked it together. And so it's like, okay, I'll handle that. You handle this. Because sometimes you do need to have, you know, a teamwork, you know?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I've had couples work it together. I've had like a whole mastermind group.
Oh, okay.
Come in and, you know, like so in committees where they say, okay, you know, for 30 days, our goal is to increase membership and we're going to devote time, each and every one of us on this committee, to decide, you know, really thinking through how can we increase membership into our.
Wow.
And how did you get into this, Lisa? Are you like a life coach or what do you do?
I am a certified coach, not a life coach exactly, but I work more in the realm of time management, organizing your thoughts, or not as much organizing your space, though I can totally relate to your closet example. but
I like that. So you're more in the mind. You
I could see the couple thing. I mean, if you that's really to learn to work together, that it's far easier to just do something yourself. For me, you don't have to do it anyone else's way. Do it your own way. But to have to learn to work together, that's almost like something you should do before you get married, like to take the 30-day challenge to do something before you get married. Because working together is, I think, very hard.
Very challenging.
Very challenging.
What I want to know, what is your most popular lesson?
My most popular lesson is a lesson about the parking lot, which is a lesson on how to reduce the distractions in your mind when you're working on a project. And I'm sure we've all been there. I know I've been there, where you start to write an article or write a blog post, and all of a sudden, all these other ideas start flying in your head.
So you call it a parking lot. I was like, a parking lot?
I know, so did I. I'm like, I think I'm pretty good in the parking lot.
Yeah,
I call it a kitchen sink.
No, and I call it monkey brain, right?
Yeah, monkey brain. Monkey mind.
Mm-hmm. Monkey mind, yeah. Yeah, so you're saying really keeping totally concentrating on what you're trying to do.
Right. Without distractions.
Stay focused.
Distractions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then take all those other ideas, put them over on the parking lot or the kitchen sink or whatever you want to call it. I had someone call it the bike rack because they were environmentally conscious. I said, okay, whatever you want to call it, it's a piece of paper. Write your stuff down on it.
That's so funny you say that. When I play tennis, sometimes the ball will go right by me and we do this clinic and the coach will say, what were you doing? I go, so sorry, I was thinking about something. And he's like, yeah. You're playing tennis. I know, but I was thinking about something I'm doing on this weekend or what dinner I'm going to make. And I think that's why I'm not a good athlete, because I can't put it in the parking lot. I've got like things going and I can't just think about tennis at that one moment. I probably would be amazing if I could. No, I'm just kidding. If I could focus just on tennis, I would probably be at Wimbledon next year.
But I think that's the beauty of women. I think that's how we are creatively.
Multitasking. Like,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, we're not linear.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. I would, absolutely. And I think the more things we have in our life, the less linear we become.
Wow.
And so it's just a matter of figuring out what kind of structure you need to be able to manage that so you can still be productive.
I have to tell you, when I finish one of my goals, I'm so excited and I feel so, you know, achieved. And so I love this. What is your favorite lesson?
My favorite one is day 12, and it's about proactive problem solving. And when I first created the challenge, it was at the behest of some of my clients and things that I had been seeing. And so it happened to run over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, am I going to tell everyone to take the day off? Or, like, what do you do? Thanksgiving, you know, a lot of people celebrate Thanksgiving. And how are you going to handle it? And it led to the whole lesson of, wait a minute, things will happen every day, every week that you know are coming at you that you can proactively problem solve around. So what are you going to do? And so I would love the idea of being proactive versus being reactive. So that's hands down my favorite lesson.
Okay, so if I wanted to do a 30-day challenge of maybe not raising my voice at my children when they mm-hmm. need to be yelled at, but maybe I learn to not do that. And would that be something the 30-day challenge could do?
Are you a yeller?
I'm not a yeller. They antagonize me sometimes, and that's the only way they'll listen sometimes. I really, they drive me to it. Not to be funny, but they do. I would
We're
like to talk
after
nice,
the show.
But no, I'm not a yeller, but I think as they get older, it just, you know, you need to learn to parent a different way.
Okay, and I have to just tell you, we had a guest one time. It was a man, and he was, I think it was like about being an amazing father. And he said when he got angry at his kids, his voice went really low. And they were like, they respected him so
much. That's a great
much.
Idea.
That's really
yeah.
good.
So maybe I think you could turn that around.
I mean, she's encouraging you to come up with your own challenge. So like maybe one of them could be pause. I'm going to pause today.
Oh, I see. I mean, I'm not a huge yeller. I just know.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying. Like, and they yell
I'm
first.
DCFS.
And as I say, you're making
louder,
me yell.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you actually went the opposite and started to whisper and just say, you know what, you're really upsetting me right now, or you, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
all of a sudden they're like. Patience one day. Yeah. I'm going to be patient today.
Exactly.
Pause today.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Lisa, where do we find out more about you? I love this. I'm excited.
Sherry's
going to
call my kids. Is she yelling at you?
To find out, some of our successes.
You can find more information about the AWE Challenge at awechallenge.com. And what I want to do for your listeners, because you guys are so awesome, I was thrilled to be on here a second time.
Thank you so
much.
Is
I want to offer them a 60-minute strategy session.
Oh, okay.
Complimentary.
Very nice.
With me, and in order to take advantage of it, when they go to awechallenge.com and they sign up for the challenge, they just need to put I love Kim in the comment section
so that
I know they're coming from you.
Okay.
And I'll give them a 60-minute strategy.
So full of love.
And so how do they get you?
And they can either through there, or they can go right to my website, which is SavvyConsulting.com.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa, again. And I can't wait to, I want to take the 30-day challenge to success. So, all right. Well,
awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We
thank
are going to actually just move right on in. And we've got Diego Gamba, and she even spelled it for me, Dominka. Okay. And they are here from Bombay Bar and Grill. And so thank you for joining us today. Coming in here, tell us a little bit about Bombay. And I can't wait to get over there, Bombay Bar and Grill.
The Bombay Bar and Grill has been in Ventura for 28 years. We've been providing live entertainment and food and drinks to the community for a long time.
And you guys are both partners and both own it, correct?
We are both owners. Diego's actually my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay. How does it feel to work with family? Is that hard?
Well, we've worked together for over 15, 16 years, so
really?
We got used to it.
And how long have you owned it? Have you owned it for the whole time?
Well, we've been involved together for a long time, yes.
Wow. And so tell us, what are we going to find when we go there? And also, I want to open up our lines right now, 419-0008. Call in right now. We've got, thank you so much, both of you, for a $25 gift certificate. That's 419-0008, and that is to Bombay Bar and Grill. So tell us a little bit, what do we, I know you guys have like the best burgers there, correct?
They are the best burgers. We did a lot of research. We decided about 2 years ago to change over the menu at the Bombay, and we recruited Andy Brooks, who was the restaurant owner from Brooks Restaurant, also in Ventura. It's okay. No longer there, but
right.
We recruited him, and so we wanted to do something fun and bring in gourmet burgers, and we really believe that ours are the best. I mean, we get everything is house made. We brine our own pickles. We make our own ketchup.
Oh my God. What about the meat? What kind of meat is
yeah,
it?
We use, well, we have a grass-fed beef, which we
oh,
actually get
do.
From Ventura Meat Company.
Okay, love that.
We use the buns are all baked from a local baker. We have brioche buns and whole wheat buns.
Okay,
and slider
I'm so
buns.
There. I'm coming in. Okay.
Yeah, and then we use a chuck beef for our regular, our standard burgers, but we also have a turkey burger, a veggie patty that's also made in-house, so nothing
wow.
is
pre-made.
And do you have sweet potato fries?
We do.
Okay. That's good. Okay. You feel like I'm going to cancel my client.
What's your favorite topping that you put on the hamburgers? What's the most popular or what you like the best?
My favorite burger, and I know Diego has a different favorite, my favorite burger is the beach breakfast.
Okay.
And it has an egg on there, and it has maple aioli and bacon, and it's kind of like a breakfast burger. It's really
Ooh.
Popular on Sundays for football because
okay.
we get a lot of people in there early for that.
So we have everybody waking up right now. What time do you open? Do you have breakfast?
We have breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, and
oh,
we open
okay.
at 10 a.m.
Oh,
what do you have with avocado?
Well, that burger has avocado.
Oh.
Yum.
My favorite is the Chuck Wagon. It's got like an IPA chili that we make, and we use a local IPA, and bacon on top, and just I always got it with the grass fed, and also the turkey burger that we make it in house too. So nothing is frozen. It's all made
it's
there.
It's all wow. So what is your passion? Like, where did you is it just known for its burgers?
Well, Bombay's. More than just for its burger, it's known for being Bombay, I think, like a landmark in the community. I think we just celebrated our 30th.
Congratulations.
That says a lot
that
to
does.
Be a restaurant that's there 30 years. I mean, when I think Bombay, I think Indian food. Was it Indian food?
Well, it was named after Bombay Gin, the Bombay Gin.
Okay.
So
Bombay Gin.
Gin,
oh,
yeah. The Sapphire
okay.
of the Bombay Dry.
What was I thinking?
And the other important thing to know is that Bombay has been open for 30 years, but has been owned by the same group for over 22 years.
That's great.
So there is a longevity factor, and you can totally feel it when you come in because it's not just an operation that opens and then, you know, leaves, but there is a kind of family and caring for the community and
now
the
you
staff.
Also have live music there, right? What kind of live music do you have there?
Well, I'll talk about that, too, because live music is a passion of us, and we do all kind of music. Basically, we have two stages with full PA system, professional PAs, and the stages are open to whoever has a positive vibe and a positive sound that we want to bring out. So
look at how
that.
Your
yeah.
eyes just
that's
light
so
up.
That's so
I mean,
true.
You know,
yeah, it's so in line with
yeah.
our show, too.
Yes.
I love that. So who's coming on this weekend?
Okay, this
today
weekend.
Today is Saturday.
Yeah, we have, it is a local band that plays there most of the time actually they do usually Thursday, we just move them up on Saturday. Something to remember, for example, and it's passed, but it was last week, but it was great, we were very proud of it, we had the original guitar player for Bob Marley.
Really?
Oh my
so,
God.
Yes, so we just got local shows, but when we have the chance to kind of bring in
oh,
bigger
right.
acts we do, and
feel,
we
yeah, it feels
and
like
we,
Ventura is becoming like this melting pot of music.
Yeah,
right?
I really
yeah.
believe that. We have so much going on out here in the 805.
I am
going to
move
I love
here
that. I want you guys to be a part of the brighter side of the 805. We're going to have to really connect and get people over there. I would love to even have like a mixer over there or something like that and get all
we,
our
we
listeners.
We do that a lot, and we also do a lot of benefit for local organizations, like and We did the YMCA, we do the ARC Foundation. They come in, we just give them the venue and the staff. And so it's very positive, and it blends in, you know, what Bombay is and what the community is.
So. Yeah. So for your menu, is what's your favorite item off the menu? Back to the food, right? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I'm so glad that you joining us. We're almost at the end of our show. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We're talking with Diego and Dominica, and we're talking about Bombay Bar and Grill. And in fact, I would love to give away one more gift certificate, a $25 gift certificate to Bombay Bar and Grill, thanks to Diego and Domico. So what is your favorite?
I love appetizers, though. I'm an appetizer and salad person. Tell me what the best things are on the menu that I should order.
You know what, Jennifer, you're absolutely right. I would love to just have a whole table of appetizers and get to taste everything. That's
yes,
my meal.
Yes, my favorite.
Well, if you're interested, our burgers are half pound, by the way. So if you are coming in on a smaller appetite, I would say the sliders, which is a mini version.
Okay.
It's not just one. You can get any of our burgers in slider version, which is great. I like that. We have an adult.
Oh, wait, so you could get them with like mushrooms on them?
A little version of every hamburger that's on your menu.
Are we hungry, ladies, or what?
Oh, so you could get like 2 sliders and an appetizer and maybe share a salad.
There you go.
Yes. In fact,
potato fries.
On Thursdays, we have a $2 slider Thursdays. So all day Thursday, we open up at 4 o'clock. So Thursdays from 4 to 10, you can come in and have $2 sliders, so you can create your own. You can go off of the ones we've created, but it's a lot of fun to do that.
All right. Okay, everybody out there, Thursdays is the time to go out there and check it out and then come back with your family on the weekend. And now, do you have music all the time? Or
we have music pretty much all the time, yes. So we're open Wednesday through Sunday, and we do music all the time. On one stage or on 2 stages, depending on the time of day, but there is always music.
And is it pretty casual dressing? Or
casual dressing is a local hangout. So people just come out, they hang out on the patio. We have heaters out there. We have
Where exactly
music.
Are you located?
We are on 143 South California Street in downtown. You can't miss it.
Okay.
It's just as Bombay.
What a great. And then you get to walk around. It's perfect.
Obviously, we're all heading out to your restaurant because it sounds so good. But I think the next time you come out, the best thing we'd probably do is to bring us, you know, like a tray so we can really get the feel of it.
You can't talk about it.
We want our listeners to really know what we're going to be eating when we head over to Bombay.
Jennifer, she's so good. I love it. And look, she's lost so much weight and she still is like.
Well, she just won't eat the bun.
I know. No,
that's right. Actually, you know what? That's the thing about reduced medical weight control.
I'm just telling you.
I've gotten really good at this. It really teaches you how to eat healthy. And I know for myself, I have kids, and this is the time of year. There's tons of things going on. And I will say to myself, okay, tonight's a big night. I'm going to go out to Bombay for dinner. So I'm going to have a really healthy breakfast, a very light lunch filled with protein to get me through the day so I can go out to dinner, enjoy myself. And reduced medical weight control has really taught me how to do that. It's a change of lifestyle and healthy eating.
I think I'm going
to
call them because we're coming into the holiday.
805-375-4150. And I encourage anybody who's looking to make a change in their lifestyle to call them.
There you go. Okay. So what are we going to find when we go to your restaurant? I'm so excited. Seriously, I'm going to head over there and go check it out. I want all my listeners to go check it out too, so that, it's fun to go to new places. And so thank you so much for being a part of our show.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Definitely. So what kind of specials do you have going on right now? What good deals?
Well, now right now we are live on Living Social. There is a special to buy on Living Social. We also do like daily specials all the time. We have like premium drinks at a discounted price, like $5. We are very big on beers and seasonal beers. So we have a rotating tap that we change pretty much biweekly. And you ask me what you can find when you come to Bombay. Is it the first time or as a returning customer? You just find good service and smiles and a friendly.
And you know what I love about both of you? You're really passionate about your restaurant, and that's what it's all about. And that's really what connects me to people that are really passionate and doing what they love doing. And that's what it's all about.
And I love good customer service. And obviously, you are very passionate about your restaurant, and you will make sure all of your customers have a good time. And I really appreciate that when I go out. I think customer service is a lost art, and I think it's important.
That's a great point. Well, we are at the end of our show. Is that correct, Tom? We got a couple minutes more. Okay. Give out your address one more time. And again, we've given out a couple gift certificates to the Bombay. But what we do here is we take lots of calls. So again, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And that is for a $25 gift certificate to Bombay Bar and Grill. And what we do is we pick a winner. So never too late to call and just tell us Bombay Bar and Grill, and you will be part of that deal. Again, thank you all for joining us again today. Can you give us your address and the number to make reservations?
Sure. Our address is 143 South California Street, downtown Ventura. Phone number is 805-643-4404. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all the wonderful social media.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking more about you guys. I know it. I can't wait. We're going to all head over there, right? Gosh, ladies, our show's already over. I do want to remind anybody of our 2 o'clock show today. We've got another great show. If you have anything in the 805 that you want us to spread the word about, give us a call at 419-0008. Also, if you want to be a part of our newsletter, you know, it's been hitting.
It's huge.
I know. We've been adding like crazy. So anyways, it's all positive. It's all passionate. It's all powerful. And that's what we do here.
And a great way to find out what's going on in the 805. I love that. I love to know what you could do this weekend, any weekend, on Sunday, whatever you've got going on. It's a great way to figure out that.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here, Sherry, Tom, Jennifer, and all my listeners out there. Let us end our show with a moment of happiness. The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things. And it's just finding really good places to go eat. And like you just said, feeling good about every day. So make this one an amazing day. And I'll talk to you again at 2 o'clock. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.